crazy, but here we are. So I want to welcome everybody. Thank y'all for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to be here. So before we start, if we'll just start with Lindsay on that side, we'll just go around and everybody introduce yourself, because I know there are some, most of you have been here before, but you might be in a new position. So if you'll just start, Lindsay, and introduce yourself.
Lindsay Montario, I'm a teacher.
I'm Michelle Witten, student needs liaison at the high school.
I'm Tina Burns, the child nutrition director.
Jennifer Tomlin, principal at Sydney High School.
Well, I had a name change, so there's that. I'm Carrie Jordan, and now I'm getting better at remembering to say that instead of the name I have for 30 years, but I'm still a special ed director. So, great to be here.
I'm Jessica Wallace, principal at Moffitt.
Randy Minifield, chief academic officer.
Sally Wilburn, center elementary principal.
Denise Meerman, director of the Children's Advocacy Center.
Jennifer Jones, chairman of CHAT committee and parent volunteer.
Pete Lowe, police chief, Center ISD.
Joyce Perminter's administrative assistant.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome again. Thank y'all for being here, and we'll just jump right in and get started. So, the last meeting we had was on April the 16th, and you should have had a chance. It should have been in the email, the minutes from that meeting. So if there are any changes or any additions or anything that need to be made to those minutes, you can request that now. If not, those minutes will stand as written, and we will accept those as such. Okay, so we'll accept those as written, and we will move on to the next. So we have some old business. The Texas Youth Tobacco Survey, and I think Lindsay is going to go over that.
So the middle school and the high school took the survey. We had to send out surveys. I did not. The secretaries, Miss Renee and Miss Maria, sent out the permission slips, and the kids brought them back, and they took them. They did do the thing, I think, about December, January, something like that. And they told us, or they told me, that we would get them back promptly. Well, to me, promptly is like by the end of the school year, or maybe August or something. I've been emailing for months. I emailed her on Monday, and I said, I have to have these. So I got them. I know. So I'm going to recommend that we table this. In your packet, you do have our results for Center ISD. I'm printing the statewide ones so that we can actually go over it and make an informed decision if we're going to do something with the results. The district has taken this survey a couple of times within my time frame of being here for 12 years. But this is the first time we've got the results. So we're supposed to be able to do something with this. So I don't think it's right that we should just kind of like flip through it and go, oh yeah, that's good, and go on with it. So I'd like to table these.
That's good to me.
Okay. So we will move on to new business.
You can get a state result?
Yes, it's printing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've requested, we got this back in August, for us to do it again. But this time they don't want the middle school. They only want the high school kids to do it. And I was really hoping Mr. Hagler was going to be here, but he's not. I'm not sure if Maria got a copy of this request or not, but she called me the other day and said, hey, are we doing this again? I said, you know, it's coming before the SHAC committee, you know, we'll, I said, she goes, Joyce, that was a pain in the butt. I'm just going to say it. It's recorded. I don't care. She goes, it was, you have to send out the permission slips or whatever you want to call them. And then you have to gather them back in, and then you got to make sure. So it was really on the secretaries to do it. And once they were shipped off, it wasn't a big deal. I put them in a box and they paid for everything. But They did get $250 a piece this year. If they do it, the high school does it, they'll get the whole $500. So I told her, I said, you need to go talk to Mr. Hagler. I mean, we can make the recommendation that they do it, but we just got the results from 24-25, so it'd probably be next year. But if you want Lindsay and I to reach out to Mr. Hagler and ask him if he wants to do it based on what the outcomes that they had, that'd be fine. But or we can just say, no, go ahead and do it.
Is there a requirement for how the $500 is spent?
Mm-mm. It goes into the, I'm assuming it goes into their student fund.
The activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably will multiply.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's hard for them to get money at high school. They don't really have a lot of fundraising as far as that is concerned. So, yeah. I mean, $500 is $500.
Yeah. Okay, we'll reach out to him and he got this. I mean, he got the packet because he was invited to the meeting, so we'll make sure and then get a date so that we can move forward with it and let them know.
I think, too, if we do it at the beginning of the year, because it would be close to the after Christmas, wouldn't it?
Like, I think because it, Otis had said one time and then Marlon had said something else, and then we had to get them on the same page, and so. Maybe it'll go smoother since it is just one campus, and because everything came to Maria and then they had to split it up.
On rider time on this specific day, everybody's going to make sure they get their consent home and back and then do it, so it might be a little bit easier to get it completed that way.
Be nice. I wonder if we can do that through Parent Square. I'll ask Benita.
It's a form to be signed.
Okay.
It's just a matter of if it's okay with their, with them, how consent is. For
participation, you know, okay. All right. So next on the agenda is review the SHAC guide for school districts.
We're not going to really review it, but it's in there. If anybody's new and just kind of wanted to look through what they're processes for SHAC, but basically the requirement for the district is to establish SHAC for every, well, for every district. SHAC committee is a school district created advisory group consisting of members from different areas of the community and the school district. The job of SHAC is to make sure that the school district's health programs reflect local community values. Like, that's the job. Our biggest issue is getting parents to be part of SHAC to have any input, so that's something that we always struggle with. Jennifer's the only parent. And Denise is right now the only community member. David Haley always comes, but he's just not able to today.
Yes, correct.
So we're always looking for anybody else from the community that may have, actually your one lady that you're meeting with today might be a good person. Oh, yeah. She's, we can talk about that later.
Okay.
But, and if anybody knows any parents who would be interested in just being on the committee, we have a, is it like an application?
Mm-hmm.
Just fill it out and bring it back. We go over it. And is there another guy, the other parent guy? Who is he?
Mr. Diaz from elementary.
Is he coming? Is he still on?
Robert Diaz Gomez. Mm-hmm. I've never even talked to him. I don't even know if he's still on elementary or not, if he's got kiddos there.
And Casey, I hope she was, as a parent,
mm-hmm.
She just wasn't able to come.
I hadn't even heard from, like, Casey.
I know Roberto has young kids, so he's still got kids.
And does
so,
he?
Is that a reapplication every year just out of curiosity? Or you're on it until you want to be older?
I don't know what we're going to do when Camille graduates.
Oh, I'll still come.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God.
Community member then. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so that's something that we struggle with and need parents. So if you know any parents or want to recommend them, send them to Joyce and she can send them an application or whatever.
What about we had talked about Fernando? No, did she never get her stuff back? Okay. Because I know we had talked, because I know they have
children
that we had talked about her. Okay.
I think there's even a place. Is there not a place to apply on the website? Is there like a?
I can get the application put on the website.
I mean, I don't know if that would help, but
we can do that. That they can download it.
We're on like Facebook and Parent Square.
It was on the.
So actually, Parent Square is another place we haven't put it out there. Maybe we can put the application on there.
Okay.
Because I know that we're having an audit this year by TDA audit. They really want parent involvement. So we had some parents, and you know, they look at our minutes and things, but they'll look at last year's and this year's. But it would be nice to have some parents on there.
Okay.
Or it could be our other community members. I mean, they don't, you know, I think that could be nice.
Do I remember a name?
But anyway, that whole guide is in there.
Is there a limit of how many parents could be on it? I mean,
like, there's supposed to be more parents than employees.
Okay. So I mean, if you had 20 parents want to be on it, that's
two parents would be happy.
Okay.
Two would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
I was shooting for the stars.
I know. You got to. Under 20, you'll get two.
Okay. So next we have the review of the SHAC board report for 2024-2025.
That one there too. Just a clean way to go through what we send to the board at the end of every year. Just the requirements, what it is, what we just talked about, and that you're supposed to focus on the coordinated school health approach. Our goals for 24-25 were to increase parent and community participation and recruit non-employee members, so that's ongoing. Continue to promote school health and safety programs, increase staff and student CPR trainings and stop the bleed trainings, partner with DSHS for dental services for pre-K through 5, and then increase participation in that. To collaborate with the Heartbeat Crisis Pregnancy Center in Nacogdoches, bring more services to Shelby County, increase participation in the Vaccine for Children's program, increase vaccine compliance, and they have access to free vaccines to migrant children and those in need. Involve students to hear how we can help what they see as health issues at individual campuses, increase access to agencies that can assist in time of need of health insurance, health care, dental care, focus on mental health needs of students, increase use of T-Chat, and increase utilization of the school-based health center to improve attendance for staff and students. So those are our goals. And we kind of just carried them over to this for 25-26. I think that's at the end here. And then we went through the services that we provided, the Aurora Concepts Cup. We're actually on campuses today giving flu shots, the B12 and lipo shots monthly on each campus. They do vaccine clinics throughout the year, middle school and high school for meningitis vaccines. At each campus, they have the Good Side Health is available. T-Chat is the telehealth, mental health program that can hook them up with some like 5 sessions of free counseling sessions, and then they hook them up with somebody in the community or local to follow with. And then the Vaccine for Children's program, which is open to all the students with Medicaid or uninsured. And then this is Good Side Health, just kind of information on that and how it works in the nurse's office. The dashboard for last year, we saw 134 students, and they do a thing on when kids are kept at school or returned sooner, they have an ADA calculator, so they calculate that we saved $7,700 in ADA and academic hours, 987 academic hours. T-Chat, there was 8 referrals, 5, and the referral was sent home, and the parents have to consent and all those things. So of those 8 referrals, 5 students were assessed. And the reasons were for grief, depression, bullying, anger, disruptive behavior, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, and anxiety. So grades 3 through 5, 7 students used it. 1 at high school, 5 boys, 3 girls. Texas Vaccines for Children, info on it. Last year we vaccinated 47 kids, 4 had Medicaid, 43 were uninsured. In total we gave 111 vaccines to 47 kids for free. And then we broke it down by type. The meetings, let me just go over what we talked about at each meeting, members, and then our goals. So these are our goals for this year, and they're basically the same. We carried them through to increase the parents. And then all the same things. So we'll try to work on all those bullet points throughout the year.
Okay. So let's talk. The last thing we have is to review the criteria for membership and encouragement and encourage recruitment. So we just hit on that. But yeah, if any of you know anybody that it's just. We usually meet on Wednesday mornings at 8:30. So if it's kind of hard to get somebody here if they have an 8-to-5 job, or you know, we don't really know how long the meeting's going to last. So you can't say, well, can you come from 8:30 to 9 or 8:30 to 9:30? But if y'all know anybody on your campus that a parent that would be willing to serve. Our community member, if you know anybody, Denise, that, you know, would like to come, and we just want opinions of, you know, from every facet of the community. So if y'all know anybody, let them know how fun it is to come be a part of our community. So, okay, if y'all don't have anything else, I guess that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we will see you then.